Welcome to the Nearly Coherent Podcast. I'm Ed. And over there is Val. Well, I couldn't hear for a second there. That was fun. How you doing there, buddy?
I am good. How are you?
I am old and tired. It's pretty great.
How old are you now?
92.
Oh, I was going to say 50. Girl, you look too young.
I look good for my crypt keeper age.
I just things that last a long time. I just celebrated.
That's not something anything we've ever spoken about on this podcast before.
Very true.
Nobody here has any experience with things lasting a long time. But it's also like my grandmother used to say, it's not premature if you're ready for it. So, whatever.
I just celebrated my 3-year anniversary with my roommate that I am romantically involved with.
That was the weirdest phrasing for that ever. It sounds like you're like mad at him too. A little bit like, I just celebrated 3 years with my roommate.
Well, let's be honest. I live with
who I'm romantically involved with.
We've been together for long enough. It's like, okay, at this point, I'm already going to always be pissed at him. No, I'm kidding.
That's how romance works. That's been my experience.
But the man in romance. That was weird. But
I was letting it hang in the air there for a minute. That's how weird that was. I was just like, I'm going to let the people at home sit on that one. So like the man in romance?
The word man in romance.
Yeah, but it didn't really make sense.
It made sense to me. And that's all
it made. It made less sense than most things on this podcast. And this podcast's title is Nearly Coherent. So that's telling you something.
Speaking of our podcast name, my parents have been dying to listen to it, but I have said some racy things on here.
That's true. So
they were on vacation, and I'm pretty sure my mom was drunk, and she texts me, and she's just like, listen to your podcast. And I was like, well, I can't really lie, but at the same time, she doesn't even know how to get a podcast, I'm pretty sure. So I told her it's kind of coherent.
See, here's what you do. You go, I don't have a podcast because I have top billing. So you can work your way around that.
That's true. I'm just a guest.
Yeah, you're a guest we have on regularly.
But yeah, it's been a pretty kick-ass weekend, I gotta say. And I was off today, so it was a 3-day weekend.
Whoa.
I know.
Slow down there, champ.
It's crazy. Like, oof. Being an adult and sitting at a desk all day earns me vacation time. What?
That's true. It's weird.
Yeah, I got paid. I didn't even go to work.
Isn't that the best?
Uh-huh.
When you get paid for not working? And then isn't it the worst when you spend like 1 minute over 40 hours and you're like, oh, if I was still working retail, I'd be getting overtime.
Yeah.
Oh. But then you remember, oh yeah, I don't have to work Black Friday, so never mind. Shrug.
I gotta tell you, that first Black Friday that I was off, it was like, I don't even care if I see the whole world before I die. I've reached a whole new level of happy.
This is why everybody keeps on going at me with like, you know, why I don't work Black Friday at all.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, spoiler, if my boss is listening, I'll be requesting off Black Friday. And you're Canadian, so just so you're aware, Black Friday is the Friday after Thanksgiving.
So it's
and just so you're aware, I'm talking about American Thanksgiving, not Canadian Thanksgiving. Okay, I think we've gotten all the caveats out of the way now. But like I worked 10 years of retail on Black Friday. And half of that, if not more, was spent in some form of like middle management position. I've earned never working Black Friday for the rest of my life.
Yeah.
After that.
Wow. So You were only in retail for 10 years? I thought it was longer.
It only felt that way.
Because I was in it for 9 years, but it was a combination of Best Buy, the fruit stand, and blind.
Yeah, but you were there like 5 years after I got out. Like, you started halfway through me being halfway through.
Oh, okay. I didn't know what you were saying there for a second.
Yeah, you gotta remember that. I mean, like, I know I don't like to talk about it, but there is a time before you knew me where I was actually doing things. I didn't just start existing the minute you started working at Best Buy.
I mean, I like to think that I had a moment of that. Like, you know, I exist because Valerie is here in my life now. So
that's self-centered, and I'm the one saying that. So, you know, it's real intense.
I learned from the best, sir.
You did. If you're looking for the Pavarotti of egotism, he's right here. And I mean that both in quality, style, and weight. So what'd you do over the weekend to celebrate your 3 years of cohabitational bliss or whatever? I don't know. I lost that joke halfway through. They can't all be winners, people. Just whatever. I got distracted because something caught my eye, and it was both my global entry card from the Department of Homeland Security and my prescription card from Ray-Ban. So when you get these, when I got Ray-Ban sunglasses, right?
Uh-huh.
So like I got these fancy ones, and they send you in the box, they send you a fancy case, dope, a little cleaning cloth, and they send you a card with your prescription on it.
Oh.
And I'm like, does this get me a discount at Rush? Like, can I go to an Applebee's or something and be like, put it on this? I mean, like, not that I would go to an Applebee's because I don't feel like getting food poisoning from tap water, but I don't understand what this card thing is. But also, the global entry card, I look like an absolute idiot. It's
I recall
terrible.
Us having some good times at Applebee's.
Yes, two. There was two good times at Applebee's. Every other time at Applebee's has been a nightmare. And even those two times after I got home, I paid the price for those good times. So
remember their cheeseburger egg rolls as appetizers? Oh my god.
Yum. Yeah, that explains a lot about why I look the way I look. And also why I died the way I died.
It was the cheeseburger egg rolls.
So I'm sorry, I rudely interrupted you like a jerk.
No, I wasn't.
About your weekend. So what happened? Talk to me.
So recently I've been kind of feeling down about really not doing anything or having any experiences this summer because, you know, the whole moving out thing was an experience of its own. If people ask, like, you get kind of down when people ask you, like, oh, did you go away this summer? Like, you know, are you going away? And it's like, well, I moved to Westbury, so...
For those of you who don't know, that's like a, what, 15, 16 hour trip from where you were?
Minutes? 15 minutes?
I get times confused. Math is hard, people.
So we really, like, in the beginning of the summer, we knew that we weren't going to be doing anything. So, and I was okay with that, but now I'm kind of feeling it. Like, you know, it's getting kind of colder out. I didn't really do much, so... We were like, okay, every weekend, let's try to do something awesome. The problem is the past 2 weekends, we've literally just gone, but we can just stay here and do nothing. So literally we've just been like drinking and watching like horror movies or playing drinking games, just the two of us.
Wow.
Saving money, number one. Number two, it's what I wanted to do for a long time. So whatever. Anywho.
Now, what drinking game are you playing where two people are enough? I mean, I know the drinking game I play when I'm just drinking by myself. It's called, oh God, what happened in my life that led me here? It's a very easy game. It starts at college acceptance and goes from there.
So this is going to get kind of weird, but I promise you
I love it.
Fun. So you know how I have the voice changer Transformer masks?
I already love this drinking game so much that you don't even know. But yes, I know you have the Optimus Prime voice changing.
And I have Bumblebee.
Okay.
As well. Bumblebee's voice is basically like whenever you talk, the radio skips in, you know?
Yeah.
Voice box all messed up. So what we do is we take like a beer can or a beer bottle, whatever, and we pour it into these little tiny shot glasses, and we have little tiny ping pong balls, and we wear the masks, and we play it on our coffee table. And whenever we have to speak, it has to have the voice changer on.
Okay. So where's the shot glass of beer come in on this? Because all I've heard so far is you talk at each other with the masks on, which, by the way, is dope. And also possibly a new thing in whatever the psychological manual is of, like, weird kinky shit.
No, it's like beer pong. It's tiny beer pong.
Oh, it's tiny beer pong.
Yeah.
That's what you should call it. Tiny beer pong with Transformers. you can't use Transformers. That's a licensed name. So, RoboCars. Yeah.
The aliens from Cybertron.
Cybertrank. You see, Cybertron's a registered trademark. So you got to change it just a little bit. Yeah. Yeah. Or Cybertron, but like with a U. So Cybertron.
Different vowels count.
Yeah.
But yeah, so actually that's what we started to do that Saturday that we all went out for your birthday.
Uh-huh.
We were playing, because I got a free case of this alcohol called Orgy at my job, which we no longer sell. So like the cases are just kind of sitting there. Yeah, okay. It's called Orgy.
Hang on. Hold on. The alcohol is called Orgy, or you're at an alcohol-fueled orgy? First of all, that's the first question.
I don't think I have any cool enough friends that would, you know, throw an orgy party.
Speaking for everyone on this podcast, no. You definitely don't. First of all, that sounds exhausting. I want no part of it. It's just, like, so much effort.
And the cleaning up after?
Ugh. You'd have to put down tarps like you're in Dexter's murder room. That's like the least sexy place to get your bone on. It's just not right. It's not okay. Like, you know, and don't get me wrong. If you're into it, do you, as long as everybody's consenting, I don't give a shit, but leave me out of your weird murdertorium fluid exchange, please. Thanks. I'll be over here watching cartoons like an adult man, baby.
So the thing I've always thought about orgy parties, and I've thought about it before for some reason, you know how if you have a party, you always invite that one person that, like, you're kind of like, oh, I don't want to cause any drama, so I will invite them, but, like, I really don't want them here. So, like, in an orgy, like, is it like, oh, everybody stay away from that person's genitals? Like, what do you do?
have you ever seen Tim and Eric Awesome Show, Great Job?
Yes.
Okay. So you know Dr. Steve Brule?
Isn't that John?
John C. Reilly, yeah. So basically, for anyone who doesn't know this, part of Tim and Eric Awesome Show, Great Job is a show on Channel 5 News that has a doctor played by John C. Reilly, Academy Award winner John C. Reilly, plays the dumbest doctor on the planet. And he's just dumb, and he's gross, and he's hard. And if you have time, go on YouTube and just look up Dr. Steve Brule. There's a 30-minute thing on YouTube of all of his clips. But there's one where he's drinking wine, which is why it's apropos to you. But then he's getting super drunk, and then he just looks dead at the camera and just goes, "An orgy's no fun when no one wants to do it with you." And
oh my god!
So. That's the Brule. It's the Brule rule, you will.
Like, those stars were just lining up, and they were like, Valerie, you're going to be this person tonight.
you're going to be the person who's like, what do you do when you invite, when you've invited Igor to the orgy? What do you do?
We call him Igorgy.
You see, you're on a roll there, and then you hit the brakes too hard, and the truck flipped over, and now there's just debris everywhere. By the way, the truck you were driving was obviously whoopee cushions, and they're just everywhere on the road. So it's all just everyone's driving, and so there's a whole bunch of sounds. That's what that joke was.
That was good. That was funny. So back to that.
So back to the orgy questions, because I've got more questions.
Okay.
So I've got many orgy questions. Things I can't title this episode in iTunes.
Well, it's spelled OR-G.
Okay. So what does the OR stand for?
I believe it's orange because it's a liqueur. So it's like already flavored. Like you just put it on rocks. Like you don't mix it with anything.
And what's the G for?
No idea. It's vodka. Okay. So
now, why did they stop selling it? Because that sounds like it would be a hit with the barely 21 crowd. Or the 28-year-olds who are trying to capture their youth again before they turn 30, and then they turn 30, and then they watch their life go downhill, and the next thing you know, they're talking about it on a podcast, and it feels too real, and he's going to shut up now.
So the funny thing about alcohol, you know that brand Kinky?
I don't.
Kinky liqueur. It's basically the same idea. So you.
No, I prefer the vanilla brand, I suppose.
The missionary.
But I'm bum cha.
This is missionary vodka.
Yeah.
You won't really be satisfied, but you'll be glad you did it.
Yeah. It leaves you with that, all right, feeling.
At least you didn't have to do any work as, you know, the one on the bottom.
Yeah.
Oh, I have actually a really good story for you about that. Anywho. Well, it's not specifically about that. But so a brand like Kinky, you can sell from a marketing standpoint because it's like, oh, what kind of vodka is this? It's delicious and fruity. And you could be like, oh, it's Kinky. But talking about how many words that you can use when you talk about sexy or hot or anything like that, nobody wants to drink something called, hey, want to have an orgy? Like, no, nobody's going to want that or admit to it or do it without laughing. So it's not really like that cool, sexy vibe that, you know.
Welcome to the description of every time Dave has had sex, by the way.
I knew
so. I guess that's worth doing. Meh.
No, he would drink missionary vodka. But yeah, so it's basically just an unsellable name. It's delicious, and I think that they should just change their name. It'll be perfect. But anywho,
they should change their name to like cheese.
Cheese vodka. Oh my god,
sounds so gross.
It sounds horrible.
Oh, that sounds like a fungal infection that you'd get
in the
Czech Republic. No. Yeah, I got cheese vodka. That's orgy. They didn't want me there.
But yeah, that was the, we were drinking that during the day and then you texted us saying, hey, we have reservations or whatever. And I was like, oh shit. So
you better show up. Yeah.
That's why we were kind of wasted when we got there.
Yeah, it was fine.
Happy birthday, Ed. I'm drunk again.
Listen, as long as you aren't drunk and crying, because I don't need a replay of my 27th birthday. Not that you were drunk and crying at that, but that's how the blonde showed up.
Well,
I still haven't forgiven Dave for showing up in a blonde wig and crying, but whatever.
I'm actually about to turn 27 in... What's today? The 20th? In 10 days.
I'm sorry. Today is the 22nd. Because it's 2 days from when we recorded it, so.
Oh, yes. Sorry about that.
Way to break the illusion, asshole. Jeez. Were you playing Tiny Beer Pong before you came on here so you don't know how to math?
I was folding laundry.
Whoa.
Having some wine because I am an adult. I adulted so much today.
Nothing screams adulthood like drinking and folding laundry.
Hey, you gotta turn it into a drinking game. It's fun. I mean, it's probably called alcoholism, but it's also fun.
Yeah. Yeah, I was gonna say, you might need to, like, I don't know, seek some help about the amount of things that you need to turn into a drinking game.
Hey, life is fun. I've never gone away to college, so this is basically like me going away. But I did drink a lot when I went to college. So,
all right. So whatever. What we were getting down to what you did this weekend, I think.
Ah, yes. I went to the Renaissance Fair.
Ooh, you big dork.
Yeah. We went with another couple.
Did you do the white girl thing of kissing on the bridge?
You know damn well I did.
You did, yeah,
and
you
it's
did.
A beautiful picture. I'm going to frame it.
You should. I'm going to frame it for you. I'm going to get it blown up to a life-size cardboard cutout.
Well, my birthday is coming up.
Yeah, I just want to make sure that we're clear here. I'm not actually doing that.
Oh, boo.
But I'll think about it and let you down, which is, quite frankly, as close as I can get to doing anything for anyone anyway. But go on. So you went to the Renaissance Fair. Where is this?
It's in Tuxedo Park, New York, which, by the way, fanciest, not fancy place ever.
Yeah. Yeah, that sounds like it could either go... Either goes super fancy or Deliverance. It doesn't sound like there's any middle ground.
Actually, Deliverance was referenced today before you just said that because I went to go get an oil change and I said that my last name was Beatty. And the guy goes, oh, any relation to Ned? And I was like, why would you go Ned? Wouldn't you think Warren? Like, why would you think the guy who was raped in Deliverance? I don't.
Nah, you go straight for Ned. It's so much faster to say than Warren.
He's also the evil bear in Toy Story 3. Thanks,
that's
Beatty.
True.
You jerk. Giving our last name a bad name.
Yeah. God, that movie traumatized me.
Anywho.
All right, yeah, finish your thing and then I'll talk about Toy Story 3.
Okay, so we took my car and because it's like it's an SUV and we had two other people with us. And the entire time, I forgot when I was planning this that I have an anxiety attack whenever my boyfriend drives my car. So the whole time he's doing anything remotely wrong or getting too close to any car, I'm just like having to take a deep breath and close my eyes. Uh-huh. Because I trust him. He used to be a cop, so he was trained how to drive, like, by police. But I just, this car is my baby. So I'm, like, freaking out the entire time, and it was just... I think we left a really bad impression on the other two people in the car.
Have you never met them before? Or...
No, I have, but I just think that maybe I now look like even more of a nutcase than I already am.
Oh, sweetie, that's not possible.
But anywho, we had a bottle of tequila. We poured it into some Red Bulls and we walked around. And then we got some mead. And...
Ugh, mead is so gross.
What? I love mead!
Mead tastes like the diabetic urine of Norm from Cheers.
Okay, that's a really good description. I'm sorry, but that Thank was you. Amazing. I don't know why I said I'm yeah. sorry. But
you should apologize for complimenting me,
they,
asshole.
The last time we were there, we got full like beer glasses of mead. Now, on Saturday, they gave us little like shot glasses like you could play mini beer pong with.
They had a hand-drawn poster of you and Evan behind there being like, don't give these people full-size meads. Because they're not allowed to take an actual photograph, you see, because, you know, stay in character.
Well, actually, if you look in the background of that photograph, there is a man in a khaki skirt. Literally, like, with his arms on his hips, like, staring at us kind of angrily. Which is really fun. And then the woman on the other side of the bridge is looking at us like, with a smile, and she goes, I feel like she's thinking, oh, young love. So it's a very.
If she was in the car with you earlier, she'd be like, ugh, yeah. Faking it. Just like they were at their orgy. Everyone's faking it over here.
But the problem was, well, we watched a lot of gesturing. No, that's a word.
Okay.
Jousting.
That's very different than gesturing.
We watched a lot of jousting, and it was England versus Italy. And when I see green, I always cheer for green because of Ireland. But this guy's name was like Vincenzo something, so I was just like, oh, fine, I'll be a fan of the Italian. So the English person.
That sounded so racist for a minute. Like, ugh. But it's like the racism that you like, who would give a shit? Like, ugh. Yeah.
It's not like, no, like,
oh, Antarcticans. Ugh. I'm just kidding. I love penguins. Penguins are great.
Well, because I thought I was excited. I thought he was Irish, and he wasn't. So that was why I was like, that's why I said that.
Okay.
And also, I'm a fan of the Green Ranger from the Power Rangers, so it works out. Always a Tommy fan, never the Jason. Jason also murdered someone in real life. So, anywho, so we watched that. The English guy was supposed to be like acting to be belligerent.
Uh-huh.
So he would like ride up on the horse next to the woman who's the announcer, and she being like, "I don't think this is fair, good lady. My fans are beautiful." It was just like just this crazy act. It was a lot of fun.
That's really weird. And weird. I think possibly poorly described because it doesn't make any sense, but.
Well, the good news is I walked through an entire alley of psychics and mental healers, and I didn't spend a dime or let them talk to me because I would have done that.
Yeah. They were all running behind their curtains being like, oh God, we're picturing her in a car. Why is she thinking about orange orgies? I don't understand it. What's going on?
Yeah. Yep. That pretty much was it. But it did monsoon and we were trapped in a tavern. We were trapped because the roof was, it was like all vines over it. So it wasn't really a roof. And then we didn't realize that until it started flooding. So we had to run up directly, like, on top of the bar, basically. But it was fun. I mean, that kind of ruined it, but other than that.
So between having a panic attack at your boyfriend's driving and from the way that you just physically did it in front of me on this camera, basically smashing your boobs against a bar to avoid a monsoon, you had a great time.
It was a lot of fun. I learned something about science, your friend.
Oh?
I didn't know he worked at Best Buy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, learned that, sir.
Yeah, he used to work for me.
Mm-hmm.
Science used to be my bitch.
Oh, look at that.
He still is.
If you were a subject in high school, what would you be?
Either band or napping. Or was there a class in just being super overly dramatic, because that was definitely me. You know when the kids are talking about people being extra, I'm like supersized. That's me. It's what I am. All right. Need your attention.
But yeah, the Renaissance Fair was pretty cool. Last time I went, though, I got hit on by a girl. This time I didn't get hit on at all. I just got to think about outfit choices.
Yeah, seriously. I mean, like, I used to get hit on by everybody at a Renaissance Fair. It was very weird.
One woman,
parrot was hitting on me.
Who?
You know, a parrot.
Oh,
some parrot just walked by. I was like, "Rah, nice ass." It was really weird.
There were an awful lot of pirates in the
as there should be in ye olde. Renaissance Fair. I couldn't remember the words Renaissance Fair for a minute. My God. Wow. This is going to go well.
You're like, Kathy.
Yeah. What? All I want to do is eat ice cream and complain about being in a bathing suit. Ack.
She truly is the American woman.
I've never. Outside of, like, Calvin from Calvin and Hobbes, I've never related to a comic strip character more than I do Kathy. It's like, all of her concerns are my concerns. How am I going to fit in my bathing suit? Why am I dying alone?
Oh.
I mean, hey, Kathy got married at the end, so that's...
She did?
There's hope for me yet. Yeah, there's hope for me yet. If Kathy can find love, and she says ack a lot, then... So, there's got to be somebody out there for me.
Next time I probably, scream at Evan.
Probably on a peg leg or something, but they're still there.
Next time I yell at Evan for not cleaning or something, I should be like, ack! Maybe he'll fall
I will give you $10 if you do that. I will give you a total of 20 if he gets the reference.
He will.
I want you to know none of this is legally binding and I will not actually do it. Yeah, sorry.
So, Speaking of contraception.
Okay.
That's what you call a smooth segue. Just kidding.
Yeah.
Well,
I mean, we've gone from orgies to the Renaissance Fair, now to contraception, so I guess it kind of works.
I feel like whenever it's just me and you, sex gets brought up way more.
What up, girl? How you doing?
Hey. So I went for a laser treatment on my face. It was a birthday present from my mother. And she went with me because she's done it before. She wanted me to experience it, see if it works. For like skin issues. So
they don't just like replace your face with lasers?
No, but that would be so cool.
That would have been so dope. Like if you were like all of a sudden like Hellraiser, but with lasers instead of spikes. That'd be amazing.
That would be awesome.
Oh, she's so radiant. Oh, my eyes. She's just burned out my corneas.
maybe.
Ooh, looking at her gives me LASIK. I chihuahua.
Maybe she's born with it. Maybe it's lasers. Anywho. So one of the questions that you have to answer when you first go for these things are, do you use forms of contraception? So like, AKA, am I on birth control? Do I have a, you know, any of those things that prevent pregnancy?
Do you just go to Renaissance fairs? You know, the common question.
Do you say ack? So I was thinking about it and I was like, well, I do use a form of contraception. Like, what do I put here though? I'm with my mom. Like, what
just
if she
prayer
out loud?
Just write down prayer real fast.
I go to church.
Yeah.
So I wrote,
just write down Jesus and give her a knowing wink. That's how you do it.
Hey, Jesus was Jewish and so is Evan. So, all right.
Oh,
anywho.
Okay. There's too many jokes there that I could be going into. We're not doing that.
Mm.
Carry on.
So I wrote literally with the pen. It said, do condoms count? And the woman takes the form for me, and I was like, don't read out page 4. Like, even though I'm a 26, almost 27-year-old woman, and I don't live with my mom anymore, I still don't want her.
And you live with your boyfriend, and they know that you're in one room, so
yeah, but they
they're
have
presuming.
To assume anything.
Well, I mean, like, I guess the power of not thinking about it is pretty strong. That could be a pretty good thing.
They're Irish Catholics. They're the most stubborn people in the world. I know, because we are both them as well.
That's true. I am stubborn.
Nope.
And I'm good at pretending things are the way they aren't. Crying.
Yay. So she reads out, she like looks at the fourth page and she goes, she starts turning completely red and cracking up. And I was like, oh God, she read it. And my mom is like feeling so left out. She's like, I just want to know what was written down. I was like, Mom, you can't know. So then she's like, no, tell me, what page was it? And I was like, oh, you already filled this out. So I wrote, do condoms count? I was so surprised. She actually started cracking up. And I was like, oh my God, I can talk about this stuff with you now. Probably not. But, you know, it was... It was a good experience.
That's a good time.
Telling your mom you have sex.
Good for you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Always fun in the Catholic religion.
Always fun no matter where you are, I like to say.
True. But yeah, that's been my life lately. Also, I went to see Rob Zombie and Marilyn Manson, but that got rained out. So that wasn't really fun.
Did they like cancel because they were afraid all the makeup would come off of Marilyn Manson, and then you're going to see him the way that he actually is,
you know, like in real life is Bruce.
Yeah, his real name, believe it or not, Bruce Valanche. You wouldn't know.
Wait, his last name is Valanche.
You don't know who Bruce Valanche is?
No.
I waste jokes on you.
I'm sorry.
This is terrible.
I'm Googling him right now.
Yeah. Remind me later. We'll have a whole guy. I'll give you like a full tour of the Bruce Valanche. We'll go
the Valanche Ranch.
Yeah, we'll go the full Valanche.
Oh, he's...
Which, by the way, that's, I think that's going to have to be the title of the episode. The Full Valanche. Anyway, so, like, you know the portrait of Dorian Gray?
Yeah.
Like, he's what the portrait looks like when he doesn't have the makeup on. He's just terrible. As opposed to Tom Cruise, who looks like the good side of the portrait of Dorian Gray, and his portrait is John Travolta, which explains a lot. I think I made that joke, like, 2 weeks ago.
That was a good one, though.
A joke so twice, nice, I've made it twice. I can't speak.
I have to say, though, I did finally see Interview with a Vampire a couple weeks ago, and he does not make a very good vampire. Like, what is Tom with Cruise? That blonde hair, like...
Okay, so here's the problem. Tom Cruise is a very good actor, and when he's playing something that's so close to himself, it's really hard for him to actually get into character. So being a vampire was very difficult.
I thought he was an alien, not a vampire. Scientologists, they believe in aliens, don't they?
Yeah. Who says that they can't be alien vampires?
Ooh.
Expand your mind, lady. Jeez.
Wow.
Yeah, exactly.
I just spent the whole day with my dad, and I was like thinking to myself, wow, I'm the most open-minded person here. Clearly not.
No. No, you're a closed-minded alien vampire bigot. How dare you?
Well, I was watching Aqua Teen Hunger Force before, and they said they're alien ghosts from this... I was like, alien ghosts? It's a crazy concept. But alien vampires seems definitely more crazy.
That seems more normal to me. Mm. You know. Just this... People with a hemoglobin deficiency, so they have to scour the skies to try to find all the hemoglobin. By the way, my favorite part of blood, hemoglobin, because it's fun to say. Just try it right now. Say it.
Hemoglobin,
right? It feels so weird coming out.
Is riboflavin in blood?
Riboflavin is not in blood. That is a thing in food.
Well, I mean, science is your bitch, not mine, so
that's true. That's true. So I had a very similar weekend a couple of weekends ago where I went to Medieval Times, but instead of going with people that I like, I went with Dave.
Oh.
Yeah, well. And you at least Lisa was there, though, so it kind of made up for it. Like, we were going to go, Lisa and I, and then Dave was like, I'll come too, guys. And I was like, ugh, whatever.
Ugh.
Fine.
This is an A and B trip. See your way out, Dave.
Yeah. Come on. We both just want to be happy for a little while and hang out and eat too much chicken.
Okay, so how was Medieval Times?
It was good. I got myself this commemorative mug. Take a look at that. It's my Medieval Times Stein, or as I like to call it, my Medieval Steins.
Oh, I love it.
Medieval Steins. It's carrying pens in it now.
Oh, functional.
Fancy boy. Arnight was cool, but he lost, like, first time he was out, so that was rude. He just got straight up murdered. But instead of a king, we had a queen.
Ooh.
And I kind of was hoping the queen would ask me to marry her. She didn't. So that was disappointing. But I had some good dessert, so that was cool. It was a lemon pound cake. It was tasty.
Ooh.
So that kind of counteracts the disappointment of being asked by the queen to marry her.
Was your chance for her? Yes, queen.
It was not. You know, I've only said that once, and I believe it was to you, and it felt so forced that I felt dirty for days afterward. Like, I feel like I can't possibly say that phrase without coming off as a trite. Just like, I think that's the moment where you cross the line from being like, oh, he may be older, but he's still cool, to, oh, poor old guy. Oh no! Who let them out of the hospice? That's sad.
Oh no!
Oh, buddy.
I actually I heard a really, really, really bad joke using the word hospice, because Reddit is kind of a terrible place, especially when someone dies, who's very famous, and was in a hospice recently.
I have no idea what you're talking about. You're looking at me like I'm supposed to catch on. I don't know.
Aretha Franklin.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. Forgot about that. Ugh.
It was the worst.
I'm going to go watch Blues Brothers later. Yeah. I just like your mom with the condom joke, I've been repressing that memory. So It's sad.
That should be the title of the episode. Your mom was a condom joke.
Can't you? I don't think you can use the word condom in iTunes.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, there's certain words you're not allowed to use. You'll get kicked off. I can't do that to our listener. No, sir. I will not. By the way, remind me to email your mom later and tell her the name of the podcast and send her a direct link.
Great. Yeah. Speaking of Dave, since he's not here, happy National Lemonade Day.
Ooh.
Right?
Lemonade. I love me some lemonade.
Which is funny because the only non-alcoholic drink they had at the Renaissance Fair, besides like sodas or whatever, was only pink lemonade, which I found pretty interesting. Like, not regular lemonade, but pink.
I don't trust pink lemonade.
Why? What? What?
Seems, I don't know how you get the pink hue. I don't know how it happens, and I don't trust it.
Isn't there?
I don't understand. I don't understand the alchemy that occurs. So I'm just gonna, I'm gonna avoid that. Thank you very much, and I'll stick with my regular lemonade.
It's like Breaking Bad what? With the blue meth. It's like, how does that
yeah.
happen?
Yeah. Yeah. Breaking beverage.
Brian Cranston's just like magnets.
Yeah, he just runs out of a trailer with a big thing of Minute Maid lemonade. He's like, I made it pink. Science. Starts spilling all over his weird underwear. That was too saggy. That was some really old gnarly underpants on Brian Cranston. I want you to think about that real quick. And by real quick, I mean that to linger in all of your minds, how it just like, it sunk down like a full diaper. It was so weird. It's like, did they just find old, like, how did they get that? Like, I understand that there's things that you do for movie magic and, you know, television. Like, you can't age a pair of underpants like that quickly. I don't believe it. So what did they do? Did they just go and buy a pair of old used underpants? And Brian Cranston's like, yeah, cool. Whoop, character actor. Or, you know, were those the underpants he came in? And they're just like, ooh, should have told him he was going to have to show those off today. I don't understand it. I don't understand how he looked like old man time with his weird tidy. I'm sorry, his newborn baby time. This is one of the diaper. Although it was like newborn baby time turned into an old man making meth time.
I mean, that happens to the best of us, right?
Yeah, and that's why he's no longer invited to the orgies.
God bless.
We saw his underpants once. Nobody wants to see that again. Gadzooks. You keep those. That's the real reason he needs to start cooking meth. Not to take care of his family, but just so he could go to Walmart and buy a new pack of tidy whiteys.
I'm sorry. I'm still cracking up about, I made it pink! I was literally tearing up. Oh my god. Ugh.
So can I talk about, like, we talk about box office things here a lot, and there was some news that I saw this morning that I was kind of excited to bring to the attention of
me,
our listener. and so, like, you know, the new movie that came out this weekend was Crazy Rich Asians.
Which, no, I heard about that. I've never, like, I never even knew this was a thing until today.
Yeah, I really want to see that movie. Crazy Rich Asians came in with like $26 million over the weekend. The Meg, the Jason Statham giant shark movie.
Yeah.
Came in second with 21.
Awesome.
Mile 22, which I've never heard of before. Apparently it was number three. But another little movie came out this weekend, and it's called Billionaire Boys Club. It deals with apparently like a boys club of billionaires. But the thing is, in a very major part of the movie is a role for Kevin Spacey.
Oh.
So this is the latest Kevin Spacey movie. And it was released over the past weekend. And I would like you right now to take a guess at how much money it made.
I'm going to say maybe $1 million because America hates him really bad.
Lower.
What?
Keep it going. Keep going down.
$500.
Yes.
What?
Yeah. Yeah. I'm sorry. The weekend there, it may not break $500. On Friday, it grossed $126. A number I don't understand how you get to in movie ticket prices. Wow. I don't get it.
Wow. I hope he has to give like the money back.
listen, if he's make, I'm sure he's making points off the back end, which would be the money that like the profits of the money, the movie. I'm sure he's not going to be seeing a dime for this.
Maybe like a penny.
Yeah. Yeah. So this is not the worst movie ever, though. That would be, and I do not know how to pronounce this, so I'm going to butcher it. Zyzix Road, Zyzyx Road. Thriller with Katherine Heigl and Tom Sizemore that grossed a grand total of $30 from a single theater in Texas.
Oh my God.
And apparently $10 of that was later refunded to one of the friends who saw it of the star. So it really only made $20.
That's oh my God. Well, maybe putting a pedophile in a movie with has boys club in it. Maybe that's not the best thing to go with.
Yeah, but that doesn't explain Zyzix Road. Outside of the fact that you'd have to show up and say, hi, I'd like a ticket to Zyzix Road. you sound like you're having a stroke.
Zyzix? No, that's yeah. Bad. Oh my God.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Are you the fifth dimensional villain from Superman? No, that's McChesney Pedelec. Never mind.
Wow. Some big names in this.
Yeah, it was a total of 8 theaters, and it was basically $53 per theater.
Huh.
That's impressive. So yeah, I saw that and I was pretty excited. I was kind of hoping you're going to keep on going lower to numbers and not just jump right to 500, but whatever. It's fine.
You know what's crazy,
though? It's cool.
He's not even on like the cover for it.
Yeah, they pulled him off the poster.
Yep.
Yeah, as you do.
Mm-hmm. That's crazy.
So you got anything else for me? That's a face that screams no.
I was trying to think of something funny, but all my funny stuff has already been said because I've had a lot of time.
Once we started talking about breaking beverage, we ran out of steam fast.
What?
After that.
That
was just like yeah.
Like the Finger Lakes steaks.
The Finger Lake States?
Steaks. Remember?
No.